Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. We are continuing our reading from Dr. Tony Evans's book entitled Kingdom Stewardship. Last week, when we paused, I introduced his top 10 tips to reduce expenses and manage our money as a kingdom steward. Those 10 tips are paying off debt, reducing entertainment costs, using cash, paying off a car or home or both, having done that, to select an economical car, purchase energy-saving light bulbs, prepare more meals at home, that way we can have leftovers, fund short-term savings, shop for cost-effective insurance premiums across the board with all of our insurance needs, and to pursue weight loss and weight management programs God's way. So picking up, after giving and saving, pay off your debt, starting with the smallest bill first. A lot of money these days is going to pay interest on credit cards, making it difficult for people to save. He says, I know it is easier said than done, but there are several strategies for paying credit card debt. The first involves checking with your lenders and asking if they can give you a lower interest if you close the account and work toward paying the balance. Another way is to consolidate your credit card debt into one loan that gives you a lower interest rate. Credit card interest rates can run upwards of 20 to 30%. A lower interest rate will allow more of your monthly payment to go to principal and less to interest. Just be careful that you either close your account or do not add more debt to your credit cards. Most importantly, stop borrowing from credit cards to pay your bills. Do plastic surgery if necessary by cutting up your credit cards and operating on cash. In terms of entertainment costs, people do not need to spend so much money each month on a large cable subscription, particularly with the invention of cheap or even free ways to view entertainment through Hulu, Netflix, and other services. A lot of what we want to view these days can be accessed through the internet, inexpensive rentals, and even the library. Use cash. Rarely these days do you see anyone paying with cash. However, using cash as your primary method of payment gives you a way of seeing how much you really have. Once you have a budget, consider how much you have allocated for food, gas, or anything else that you plan to buy and set aside the cash for those purchases. This way, you will have a more accurate understanding of how much you have to spend, and you will be unable to spend more than you budgeted. When the cash is gone for the month, so is the spending. It would only take 1 or 2 months of running out early for you to learn principles of spending that will help you to not run out in the future. Number 4 is to pay off your car or for your home early. You can save a tremendous amount of money simply by making additional payments that are applied to the principal. Once your car or home is paid off, use the extra money to invest in your future. Also, consider alternating car purchases so that when one car is paid off, you keep putting away the same note amount until you have another to buy the next car for cash. In addition to paying off your car, number five is to choose your car wisely. Choosing a car conserves gas rather than waste it is an optimal choice. Yet, whatever car you drive can use less gas simply by how you drive. Using cruise control on highways as well as accelerating slowly rather than quickly can economize the use of fuel. Number six, install energy-saving light bulbs throughout your home. It has been shown that replacing high-energy bulbs with compact fluorescent lights can trim your electrical bill by nearly 25%. Number seven, cook at home and eat leftovers. Americans spend roughly a little over one-third of their annual food budget on eating out. Not only is eating out frequently a poor choice for your health because of the abundance of processed food involved, it is also a poor choice for your wallet if you are battling debt. Number eight, develop short-term savings of 3 to 6 months to meet essential living expenses in an emergency, and develop long-term savings to address your retirement and legacy. Shop around to make sure that you have the absolutely lowest insurance premium on your home, car, and health insurance, making sure that the policy you select gives you the best possible coverage. Do your due diligence on insurance and invest the money you save. And then number 10, losing weight God's way can help save you money by eliminating the money that is spent on weight loss products, equipment, memberships, and surgeries. Weight is one of the top money makers in existence. And yet, we would need to lose weight if we follow the biblical principles of taking care of our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit, Evan says. And we can do this by not giving in to behaviors of greed, excess, and gluttony. Basics of losing weight typically involve self-control and discipline. I'm speaking to myself. Limit simple carbohydrates and sugar intake while balancing your diet with healthy complex carbs, proteins, and fats. A healthy diet, along with consistent exercise, doesn't cost much and will produce steady and long-term results. Walking outside for 30 minutes is free. Driving to a nearby park only costs gas. Either set up a membership at a local gym or set up an at-home exercise gym. Look for used equipment instead of buying new. Many people have bought at-home exercise equipment only to find that they do not use it. These people are often willing to sell their equipment at greatly reduced prices. God has given us a way to enjoy the rewards of material blessing from his hand, but not apart from following his principles and wisdom. Financial freedom comes through financial wisdom. Financial wisdom comes from making your highest priority, fearing God and honoring him with how we use the money he gives us to steward for him. And the third area that we should focus on regarding finances is how we spend. Once we have given to God, and once we have saved a portion of our money, the remainder of what we have is ours to spend. But we ought not to spend it on anything and everything. The Bible has principles related to our spending habits as well. So, folks, I'm going to end here for today. And the next time we come together, I will be interviewing someone on the matter of stewardship and some of the programs that she is not only involved in, but programs that she has developed by the grace of God. Thank you so much, and we'll talk, or I will be talking again soon. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful afternoon. God bless you.